إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه إلى يوم الدين. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah alone, the creator of all things. I bear witness that there is no body worthy of worship except Allah, the creator of all things. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his prophet and messenger. We praise Allah and we thank Him, and we seek His help, ask for His forgiveness, ask for His guidance and mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His angel sends their blessing unto the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All you who believe, send your blessing unto him. May Allah shower His blessing unto him and his companion. Ameen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. أما بعد، تقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم في سورة الحشر آية نمبر 18 بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله واتقوا النفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير. All you who believe, fear Allah and let every soul look of what provision it has garnered or gathered or done for tomorrow, the day of judgment, and fear Allah, for He knows well of what you do. My dear brothers and sisters, the topic of the khutbah today is one of my favorite topics, which is the Quran, and how the reading of the Quran should be done by all of us in our daily lives. Especially that Ramadan is in our doorstep. And it's knocking on our door in a few days to be with us. And Ramadan is a month of fasting. But it's also the month of the Quran, the month in which the Quran was revealed as a beautiful gift to the Muslims, and indeed to all humanity as a guidance. I will try to remind myself and all of us of the benefit of the reading the Quran and acting upon the teaching of the Quran in our daily lives, and try to implement its teaching in our relationships, in our with our family, with our kids, with our spouses, with our neighbors, with our community, and with the world at large. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 185, he says the following, بَعْدَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيْنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Ramadan is the month in which was sent down the Qur'an as a guide to mankind. Also clear signs for guidance and judgment. Guidance, my dear brothers and sisters. It talks about guidance to all of us and to all humanity indeed. Without it, my dear brothers and sisters, we are lost. It's an anchor for all of us to go back to and try to get guidance from it. Indeed, we as Muslims should make it a habit, a daily event in our busy schedule to read the Quran, just like eating, just like working, just like any of the daily activities that we do. Quran, reading the Quran, trying to understand it, ponder upon its meaning, and trying to apply its meaning and guidance, should be made as a part of our daily lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Muslims in the Quran. He says in ayah in Surah Al-Muzammil, ayah number 4, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, and recite the Quran in slow and reserved rhythmic tones. And the ahadith of the Prophet are very numerous about the benefits about reading the Quran and making it part of our daily life and pondering upon it and applying it to our daily lives. And I only chose a few of the ahadith and some excerpts from the Quran to emphasize the importance of making, as Muslims, making a Quran our as our guide by reading it and pondering upon it. In another hadith narrated in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Iqra'u al-Quran fa innahu ya'ti yawm al-qiyamah shafi'an li ashabihi." Study, read the Quran regularly, for it will act as an intercessor for its readers on the day of judgment. Narrated in Sahih Muslim. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, another hadith in Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. The best amongst you are the ones that learn the Quran, read the Quran, ponder upon its meaning, and then turns around and teaches it to others. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Isra, الله سبحانه وتعالى سأل بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. Establish regular prayers as the sun declines till darkness of the night, and the recital of the Qur'an. And the recital of the Qur'an in morning prayer, and in the morning for the recital of dawn is witnessed. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يُحَدِّثَ رَبَّهُ فَلْيَقْرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ. If any one of you wants to talk, to address his Lord, let him recite the Qur'an. I'm mentioning all these hadith and ayat to emphasize and re-emphasize the importance of the Qur'an. Unfortunately, these days, we, one of them, are not putting too much emphasis on the Qur'an as our guide. We should every day make it a point, every single day, make a point to read some, at least few ayahs, and try to understand the translation. And then turn around and try to apply its meaning. My dear brothers and sisters. And again, another Surah Al-Isra, Ayah number 9. بعد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوى ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا. Verily, this Quran does guide to which is most right and stable, and gives the glad tidings to the believers who work deeds of righteousness, that they shall have a magnificent reward. Notice, my dear brothers and sisters, and this is key, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an links the reading of the Qur'an on its teaching with behavior, with action. Because it always links it to action. You learn, you apply it in our daily lives. And our daily lives, in relationships with within our families, with our kids, with our spouses, with our neighbors, within our community, and with the world at large. And believe me, my dear brothers and sisters, if we do that, if we try to do that, we'll see benefits in our lives, in the lives of our family, and the relationships with others, within our community, within our neighbors, and within the other communities that we interact with. The condition here is to be in touch with our teaching, our guidance, and our guide, that is the Quran. And again, in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to give us an idea about the
what we have before us, and that is the beautiful gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, the Quran, and its value. He said in Surah Al-Hash, ayah number 21, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. Had we sent down this Quran on a mountain, verily, verily, you would have seen it humble itself and cleave asunder for fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such are the similarities or similitudes which we give to men that they may reflect. That they may reflect. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that so we may reflect. ادعو الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله الله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم علمنا من القرآن اللهم علمنا من القرآن ما جهلنا وذكرنا من القرآن ما نسينا يا رب العالمين. My dear brothers and sisters, one thing is certain, inshaAllah, that if we indeed make the Qur'an as our guide in our daily lives, in our behavior, we will see definitely changes occurring within our community, within ourselves, and the relationship we have with others, even non-Muslims. Through behavior, a lot of nations in Asia and elsewhere, through behavior, seeing the behavior of Muslims. When the Muslims were trading, going out and trading with them, they became Muslims. Millions, hundreds of millions. Not one army, contrary to what they said, went into some territory in Asia, South Asia, and you see whole populations, hundreds of millions Muslims. Through the behavior, when Quran was our guide, when the Muslims when their behavior was a reflection of the teaching of the Quran. The Qur'an has also in it an element of healing, both psychological and spiritual. And this is not me who's saying this. This is the Qur'an, again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Isra, بَعْدَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا. We send down the Quran, which is a healing and a mercy to those who believe. To the unjust, it causes nothing but loss after loss. And in conclusion, my dear brothers and sisters, one more hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which encourages us to sometimes get into groups and read the Quran and ponder on its meaning and reflect on its meaning. We're going through some translation, some scholars' translation, and going and reading together, as this group is also encouraged. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one of the hadith, he says, وَمَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ يَتَدَارَسُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِيمَنْ عِنْدَهُ رواه مسلم. And the translation is, any group of Muslims who meet at the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of reciting the Quran and studying it and studying its meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them with the following: the mercy of Allah will descend upon them, peace and tranquility will cover them, angels from heaven will encircle them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention their names to those who are at His throne. What a blessing, my dear brothers and sisters. What a blessing that if we sit down and read the Quran, subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention you, will mention us in the heavens, among the angels, by name. What a blessing. May Allah enable us to read the Quran and get together and study it and try to implement it in our daily lives. In summary, my dear brothers and sisters, what I try to cover today is the importance of reading the Quran and trying to learn the Quran and recite it with ourselves, and making it a point to read it and to ponder upon its meaning and studying its meaning on a daily basis. Even if it is few ayahs a day, make it a point to change our lives, to just make it a point to read even few ayahs. Start with few ayahs, 3 ayahs a day. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. We take hours and hours watching TV and doing some other activity. 5 minutes a day, making a point. Especially, let's take advantage of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan coming. In a few days, in about 11 days or 12 days, it's going to be upon us. Let's take advantage of that and try to read the Quran and at least try to read it once during that month, and then make it a point to read a few ayah every day, and we'll see, and try to apply it in our lives. Of course, reading without applying it is a half measure. We need to ponder upon its meaning and try to implement it in our daily lives. And we'll certainly see the benefits in our lives, in our family, in the relationship among our community, our friends, and our neighbors, even the non-Muslims. May
May Allah enable us to read the Quran, to ponder upon its meaning, and learn its meaning, and try to implement it in our lives. Ameen, ameen. O Allah, forgive us of our sins. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وتولنا فيمن توليت واغفر لنا وتب علينا انك الغفور ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قره اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم علمنا من القران يا رب اللهم اجعل القران ربيع قلوبنا وذهاب همنا وشفاء مرضنا يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين آمين 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 يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, make us read the Quran as much as we can. Make it a habit in our daily lives. And to read at least few ayahs today, يا رب العالمين. And make it a habit, يا رب العالمين. آمين آمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر.